A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Could prolactin be putting the handbrakes on testosterone production in your body? What I'm going to do is take a look at how prolactin can significantly affect testosterone production in a very negative way. So is prolactin killing your testosterone levels? What I'll do is I'll outline what prolactin is. We'll dive deep into what causes prolactin to rise. I'll also outline ways in which we can lower prolactin levels. So what actually is prolactin? Well, prolactin is a hormone secreted by the anterior pituitary gland in small amounts under normal conditions, but can be significantly increased due to various reasons. Now, interestingly, the half-life of prolactin is about 15 to 20 minutes. So if you block production, you can actually drop the production of this hormone pretty quickly. Now, prolactin's mainly understood biological role is in milk induction or lactation, and it exerts also metabolic effects and takes part in reproductive mammary development, parental behavior, and immune responsiveness stimulation. So, why on earth do men produce prolactin? Why do we even have this hormone in the first place? This is actually a very difficult question to answer, and there's actually not a lot of research in men why they produce this particular hormone, but we're starting to see newer research indicating some other functions of this particular hormone. Now, you're probably wondering, how do we even measure prolactin? Well, the best way to assess your prolactin levels is by doing a blood test. And this is why I am a big fan of getting routine blood testing done. And so one way to do this is by taking your prolactin score early in the morning. So what I mean by this is doing a blood test fasted in the morning and making sure your score is around where my score is sitting at, which is about 134 MIU per liter. The reference range in this particular laboratory assessment clinic was 45 to 375. So we want to be on the lower end of that reference range. Now, bear in mind, if I ejaculated or had sex just before this assessment, then we would have seen a massive increase in prolactin. In fact, we would have seen my score probably above 375. And this also occurs if you masturbate or ejaculate before the test. That can also spike prolactin. But it's important to note that having sex is a very powerful stimulator of prolactin. Now, as I said before, why the heck do men even produce prolactin? Well, as I said, prolactin is often referred to as the milk-producing hormone because one of its primary functions is to stimulate milk production in the mammary glands. Now, while it's true that prolactin is more commonly associated with lactation in women, men also produce small amounts of prolactin. Now, in men, prolactin is primarily produced by the pituitary gland, a small gland located at the base of the brain. Now, the exact role of prolactin in men is not as well understood as it is in women, but appears to have several functions. Now, in men, it helps regulate the production of testosterone, which is crucial for sperm production or spermatogenesis. Prolactin plays a role in the immune system, regulating the immune system. So prolactin actually has immunomodulatory effects, meaning it can influence the activity of the immune system. Now, it's interesting that it's involved in the regulation of immune responses and has also been shown to have anti-inflammatory properties. Now, in the brain, prolactin receptors are found in various parts, and the hormone may have effects on behavior, stress response, and other neurological functions. Now, let's have a look at what happens in the body when prolactin levels are dangerously high. Now, looking at the side effects or the negative effects that occur when prolactin levels are high, number one, it can destroy libido or sexual functioning. So it can inhibit the ability for a man to get a second erection. Number two, it indirectly lowers testosterone. Number three, it actually lowers or reduces motivation. It can also affect our mood and decrease mood. And then also it can increase the risk of developing gynecomastia or actually developing man boobs. So now you're probably wondering what actually increases prolactin. Well, low dopamine, high serotonin, thyrotropin-releasing hormone, or TRH, thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH, vasointestinal peptide, which is something that can occur or increase on a low-sodium diet, opiates, angiotensin II, high estrogen or estradiol, and also antipsychotics. So this is an indefinitive list on some of the factors that can be playing a role in increasing prolactin. Now, as I said before about high prolactin and low dopamine, some of the causes of gynecomastia in young adult males and factors associated with idiopathic gynecomastia does include having high prolactin. So in terms of ways to lower prolactin, well, please do not do this to lower prolactin. Do not take high-dose vitamin B6. You will see a range of health coaches and men's health experts recommending high doses of vitamin B6, such as between 100, 200, and 300 milligrams of vitamin B6 to lower prolactin. I want to emphasize that this is a dangerous recommendation because vitamin B6 can lead to neuropathy and nerve damage, and this can occur even after 4 weeks of continuous usage of vitamin B6. Now, please do not use vitamin B6 to lower prolactin. In my opinion, I think this is a dangerous way to lower prolactin. In addition to vitamin B6, DOPA, L-DOPA, Mucuna pruriens, or Mucuna pruriens extract, which is rich in L-DOPA, is also a risky way to lower prolactin because taking Mucuna pruriens can lead to withdrawal and even addiction. And even I've experienced this myself with Mucuna pruriens extract when I used it back to back for 5 days straight and then stopped abruptly. I felt so bad. I felt low dopamine, low motivation, and I just felt off, completely off. I just didn't want to get out of bed. I felt terrible. And so this was a classic example of L-DOPA withdrawal. And so Mucuna pruriens is also not recommended to lower prolactin. L-DOPA or Mucuna pruriens is useful maybe once a week for like general acutely sexual enhancement, but not taking Mucuna, you know, every single day. This is risky in my opinion. So how do we actually lower prolactin long term? Well, we need to increase dopamine sensitivity or basal dopamine levels. We want to enhance thyroid hormones T4 and T3. We want to lower serotonin. We want to decrease stress. And we want to look for herbal extracts and other supplements that actually help to lower prolactin. And so I've actually done a video on a specific herb known as self-heal extract or Prunella vulgaris, which has some interesting studies demonstrating prolactin lowering properties. So make sure you go through my channel and have a look at that particular video if you want to learn more about how that particular herb can lower prolactin. So that pretty much wraps up today's podcast episode. If you learned something new, please do me a favor and leave a 5-star review for the podcast channel. Otherwise, guys, thank you so much for listening in. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.